Hello.
Good morning. Can we speak to Shirley, please?
That's me. How are you today?
Shirley Hughes? Wow. I'm hoping?
Yes, that's me.
I feel like UConn, she might have expected this phone
call.
Yeah,
she was pretty excited for a couple of weirdos phoning her this early.
Yeah, from the radio station.
Shirley,
it's UConn and McCord calling from the Bear, for starters. How are you this Friday?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Very good.
We're great, but it sounds as though the thing that's not fine at Shirley's house, despite the indomitable spirit coming through the telephone line right now, I hear you're having some problems with the roof, Shirley.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, I am. It needs repairs so badly.
Well, give us the Coles notes, because we've had a crazy stormy summer here in Edmonton.
Yeah, it's seen lots of action, I'm sure.
What's exactly wrong with it, do you know?
Well, the shingles are old. I know that for sure. Yeah. But there is something wrong with it. We had a huge windstorm come through our neighborhood and took part of my tree off and took part of the eavesdrop off. And now it's leaking into my back door, and I couldn't get out of my house for a week.
Well, sure.
And it's also leaking through the bedroom windows, so and I'm a senior and alone, and
not only are you a senior and alone, but it sure as heck looks to us from the stories that we've been told that you're helping out an awful lot of people. You're doing some good stuff.
Well, I try.
That's how it would be.
Can we pump your tires a little bit here, because I don't want to tell tales out of school. Your son had some medical issues. He needed a transplant in British Columbia. The procedure was unavailable in Alberta, so who lays out for him? His mom, the wonderful Shirley. I'm assuming that life-saving money kind of takes away from, you know, a little thing like a roof right now is my guess.
Oh, it did. It took away for years from myself, but hey, my son's alive, and that's what's important, right?
Now, also, I've got a note here. The good thing about all that rain, I mean, the bad, obviously, it's leaking through the roof and soaking your house, but I bet you it's done wonders for your garden. What's going on with your vegetable garden?
Well, it's not done so well this year with all the rain, but we've got some tomatoes, we've got some things happening out there, so I will be able to share some of that too, but it's not normally like it would be. It didn't like the rain, neither did the house. So.
Right, well, the word I wanted to focus on there was share, because you're canning, you're jarring, you're pickling, you're preserving, and you're sharing the food that you're growing with those who are in need. You need a little bit of extra cash. You've refinanced some things to help out your family with medical stuff, and there's no more money left for a roof. Is that where we're at now, Shirley?
That's exactly where we're at, unfortunately.
Well, we got some great news for you, Shirley. Courtesy of our friends at Ardent Roofing, $10,000 worth of new roof for Shirley Hughes. Congratulations. You are a grand prize winner.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I can't believe that. Thank you.
Hey.
Wow.
Shirley, cut it with the tears. We're trying to keep moisture out of the house. That's why we're giving you a new roof, lady.
You got me leaking now here, too, Shirley.
Oh,
listen.
I'm sorry, but they're tears of joy.
That's
my God.
We're teasing.
Same here. Shirley, listen, the moment we read what you've done for not just your son, but so many other people, others. You are so selfless, and we know you've had a hard time with the roof. This is $10,000 worth of new roof. This should take care of what ails you, and we just wanted to give back and say thank you, Shirley. You are a wonderful human being who is so deserving of this from us and our friends at Ardent Roof Systems.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you, the Bear. Thank you, Ardent. Thank you, everybody that voted. Thank you. My heart's overjoyed.